Another minisode. Welcome to Captain's Log, the second of the minisode series. Features Hannah, which may have been obvious to some. This episode was written by me and voiced by Kakiro. We hope you enjoy.
Captain's Log, January 4th, and I can't. Oh God. Okay, I'm good. Jeez, I really can't do the serious thing, can I? Anyway, this is Captain Hannah Plymouth of the galactic ship Orion. Heck yeah, I'm a captain of a ship now. How sick is that? News headline, small planet farm girl, surprisingly good leader. Society shocked. I can't mess this up, though. So I'm taking a detailed account of everything on this ship today. Want a trip to Sector E6, so everything should be quiet. Everything seems to be in ship shape. Of course, I've only checked a portion of the ship. If I'm honest, but I... Jesus Christ, Bang. No, that wasn't a human. It's just the ship pet, since we're allowed one. Peg is adorable. Plus, she helps me relax when I stress out. It's only been 2 days on the ship. Stationary, of course. This is my first day of actually being captain. Hey, you won't believe what just happened. Now, I know I'm not supposed to share personal stories on here, but I'm the only one that's gonna listen to this, you know? Kinda like a first day audio diary. Anyway though, I think I just made friends with one of the crew. She's so adorable too. I don't mean that in a romantic way. Gosh, I don't think I'd like anyone like that. Doesn't mean I can't find people adorable though, you know? Back to the point, her name is Rhi. She has this cute little bob haircut, and it's a nice pink collar. She's our engineer. It's so nice to meet the people around here. Glad I can actually connect with them. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to. Space is really nice. I know people have said that before, but nothing beats being lost in it. Not literally lost. But not just looking up at it. Actually being in it is a totally different experience because there's so much to it. Planets, stars, black holes, creatures, and other beings? It's endless. Going from the confines of where I used to be to this, it's amazing! I wish everyone had a chance like this. On another note, I'd like to add that me being in this position isn't... well, it isn't exactly skill. It's a bunch of coincidences wrapped up into one big ball of whatever. People tell me, oh Hannah, you've worked so hard. Doesn't feel like it though. I actually got into the academy by passing one of those exams I barely even studied. I think I guessed at a lot of things and happened to get it right. And well, here I am, you know. So even though it's been a day, I don't feel like I deserve the position. At all. But I have it. And now I'm gonna deal with it. And I'm gonna deal with it well. I'm going to do my best. Hell, let's see how this goes. God, I like the people on this ship, but this place is a... Fuck. What the hell? What the hell was that? What the fuck? That wasn't supposed to happen. I don't know what the hell it was. Something was outside the window. It's gone now, I think. I hope. Shit, fuck! I think I'm going to sign off and check out what just went down. This is Hannah Plymouth of the galactic ship Orion, shutting down for the day.
And that was the second episode, or mini-sode, of Death at a Low Price. We hope you enjoyed. Personally, I found the first mini-sode to be much better, as I feel it was written better. And that's my opinion, but we still hope you enjoyed. A big shout-out to all the voice actors, even though only one was in this one. They are all really great. Also shout-out to everyone in the Dalp group, because they really help with ideas and such. And this was Hannah. We hope we lived up to expectations, even though it wasn't that good. And yeah. Well, the future episodes, which are longer, will be much better. The future mini-sodes, can't really speak for those right now. But hey, we can hope. At least the audio editing is better on this one, right? Later.